Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara, your host for this program, and Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and Auntie Hawa Surti, our expert cook chefs. Experience in the field of homemaking, I'm delighted to be in your company, sharing the expert advice in all areas of homemaking. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija, how are you keeping?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and I hope all the listeners are also well.
Auntie Hawa, how are you keeping?
Alhamdulillah, all well. Hope to hear the same from all our people out there.
Yes, certainly. Well, a bumper pack program coming your way this beautiful Thursday morning, already the 31st of January, 2019, and the first month of 2019 is already gone. It's already over. Yes, and inshallah soon we will be preparing for the month of Ramadan.
Exactly, time flies so quickly.
Yes, certainly. Well, in today's program we're going to commence with sunnah foods, the benefits of grapes. Grapes are certainly in season, and you get different types of grapes as well. And then in our homemaking segment, how to wash and care for pillows. Quite interesting. And then, Auntie Hava, what can we look forward to in the cooking segment?
We're going to talk about the jellies, like agar-agar, halal gelatin. And Auntie Khadija will give them some lovely recipes on how to use these products.
Okay. Then we're also going to be talking about Auntie Khadija and Auntie Hava about, you know, why jelly doesn't set out to... What's the proper method of making jelly as well? And then also how to, I want to add in there, how to use custard and mazina as a thickening to make in your desserts. Okay. And Auntie Khadija, what recipes can we look for today in today's program?
Okay. Today we have some lovely summer dessert recipes. Our first one is a lime curds recipe. Then we have a clam dessert. Then we have a vanilla panna cotta with mango mousse jelly and mango puree. And a chocolate mousse falooda.
So all recipes ideal for this lovely hot summer. Yes, indeed, yes. And well, today's question is a very simple one, but it may make you think also, how do you multitask in the kitchen? So for all those lovely ladies out there, how do you multitask in the kitchen? You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548 or even follow me on Instagram, Amara_Mullah. Well, let's begin today's program with the benefits of eating grapes. Ibn al-Qayyum, in his great work, The Prophetic Medicine, said that grapes are mentioned 6 times in the Quran as a fruit of this world as well as of paradise. He said that they are among the most excellent and beneficial of fruits and can be eaten fresh or dry, green or ripe. He classified them as a fruit, a food, a condiment, as medicine, and a drink. He also said that grapes are more nutritious when they are 2 or 3 days old and their skin has softened slightly than those harvested on the same day. He described some of the benefits as helping in weight gain and provide excellent nourishment. Their nutritional benefits are similar to that of figs and raisins, and he classed them with dates and figs as the chief of fruits. So indeed, grapes have lots and lots of benefits, and if you look at the benefits, it's good for your heart as well. Researchers have found that the flesh and skin of white and red grape varieties contain significant concentrations of antioxidants like resveratrol, kefir, cumeric, and cotric acids. These antioxidants were found to protect the heart, and it's also good for cancer, it's good for memory function, it's good for weight control as well. And Auntie Hawa, can you maybe perhaps tell us how to choose grapes if you go into the fruit shop and you want to buy grapes?
Okay, certainly they mustn't have an odor, right? And the branch on which the grapes are attached must be still like greenish. And if touch the grapes, it must not fall off quickly. It must remain on your stems.
Okay, and I think you get different types of grapes. You get the black grapes, the green grapes, the seedless grapes.
Honey pot, yeah.
You get different types of grapes, a lot of different types.
The best I've eaten so far is the candy cotton ones.
Oh, yeah, they're very sweet.
A bit pricey, but definitely very, very sweet.
They are very nice.
Very sweet. So that was some information on grapes as well. Now we go on to how to wash your pillows and keep it smelling fresh. You know, we all tend to worry more about the mattresses.
Yes.
But pillows can also be washed. So let's share with you some information. While you're probably in the habit of regularly washing your sheets and pillowcases, you might not give as much attention to what lies beneath your pillows and mattresses. Both need a good cleaning at least twice a year. Now, most people do not realize that their pillows can harbor lots of growths and icky things that build up over time, dirt, oil, saliva, sweat, bacteria, mold, and even fungi. And these things can break down the fur in your pillows, causing them to lose support over the time. So here are some tips to actually how to actually care for your pillows. Mm-hmm. The first one is air it out. Give your pillows a daily fluffing to restore their shape and remove dust. Then every month or so, hang them outdoors on a clothesline for a few hours, ideally on a bright, breezy day, either warm or chilly. If that's not an option, as with some foam or latex pillows, run them through the dryer on the no-heat cycle. I think the weather we're having now is basically perfect to hang out your pillows,
even your duvets. Yes.
Then also, some washing machines actually have a cycle for pillows. Okay. But I haven't...
Unaware of that.
Probably overseas, yes, but not here. Yeah. But you can actually wash your pillows.
Yes, you can.
You can. Mm. You can wash your pillows.
And I think you should give it a double spin.
A double spin, yes. Mm. So and then dry it out. Just in hot weather like this.
In this hot weather, yes.
Mm-hmm. You can wash a small amount of mild powder detergent on a product designed to launder down on warm and delicate. A liquid detergent that is not completely rinsed out will leave sticky residue and this causes clumping. So massage the pillow in the detergent solution if you can to ensure that the down is thoroughly wet when drying. Unless you like the smell of saint feathers, use the no-heat air-dry setting. It will take a while and dryer balls or tennis balls to break up clumps. Mm-hmm. So I think you can put it into a nice cycle in your washing machine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also, you know, you get different types of pillows, like those goose down pillows and feather down pillows. And
yes.
Everybody has their own pillows.
Yeah.
I know of people who ever, you know, whenever they travel to take a pillow, they can't sleep with any other pillows.
Yes. It's true.
Yes. Then you can also, if the weather is mild, you can also hang most pillows on the clothesline until they're dried all the way through. Whichever drying technique you use, you still need to check the moisture inside the pillow. If none remain, it's time to make the bed. So it depends on whichever pillow you use, but it's good to air it out at least, I would say, maybe once in 2 months.
Mm. Yes, yeah.
Even your mattresses, you know, turn it around,
you
vacuum
have to,
it.
Yes. Give it a good vacuum to get rid of the dust.
Spray it out, leave it out in the sun as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you all about the, some people say agar, agar, some people say agar, agar.
Yes.
You know, but it's all like this.
The same thing.
It's the same thing. So we're going to be telling you what it basically is, how to use it, and also how to make jelly. Why my jelly doesn't set, also how to use Mazina and custard powder in desserts as well. And we also got lovely recipes we're going to be sharing with you later on in the program. But our question for today is, how do you multitask in the kitchen? You can WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548. We're also taking your questions or concerns on making desserts using the falooda powder, that your agar agar, your custard, your Mazina, your jelly. Our experts are in the studio, Auntie Kreja and Tihava, who will answer your questions, inshallah. So stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, before the break, we shared with you the benefits of eating grapes and shared with you some tips on how to take care of your pillows. Now we go on to the cooking and baking segment of the program. It's all about agar agar, that's your gelatin powder. Some people say falooda powder. We talk about jellies, about custard and Mazina. Also, think about some of your favorite treats from childhood. Squishy marshmallows floating in your hot chocolate or melted into chocolatey s'mores. Fruit-flavored jams and jellies that go perfectly with peanut butter. Mm. Chewy candies like gummy bears and wiggly jiggly desserts like Jell-O. Besides being part of many of our childhoods, these foods have something else in common. They are all made with gelatin. And I think that's the agar agar.
Yes.
So, Auntie Hava, what actually is the agar agar?
Agar, we say.
You say whatever you're comfortable with.
Agar agar. That's okay. How it's pronounced, I think. It is a jelly like substance produced from seaweed, usually the red algae.
Mm-hmm.
It also made up of galactose or a blood sugar, glucose, and fructose, and these substances are needed to sustain animal life, right? Mm-hmm. Agar agar is also known as China grass, which we used to use in the old days.
Yes. Those stringy things.
Yeah, we never had like powder or flakes. It's now a recent thing for about maybe 15, 20 years.
Yes.
But before that, we had the China grass. It's also known as Canton in Japanese, right? It is a white, semi-translucent vegetable gelatin, and it contains iron, fiber, and calcium. It is flavorless, colorless, and when you use it, it'll take on the flavor of what you are putting into it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like strawberry or vanilla or, you know, whatever flavoring. So it takes up that flavor. And I was also told a long time ago, and I did try it, I used to take agar agar, mix it with Kool-Aid.
Oh, yes.
To gel it and then have that. And it can be used as a slimming because of the bulk. It swells up and it becomes quite bulky, so it gives you a full feeling. So your appetite is suppressed, and it also helps with the digestion and increasing the bowel movement without causing any constipation.
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, we saw it, like you said now, the powder has come in.
Yes.
You know, it's so easy to use the powder. Yes, it's very potent as well.
Mm-hmm. Very convenient.
Very convenient as well. Okay, let's talk about the, it's like a gelatin, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the halal gelatin.
Okay, you got this halal gelatin, which is available in spice shops and even like places like Diskem.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you will get it there. And these types of gelatin, you can use it quite comfortably in your food. And the vegetarians, the strict vegans and so on, can also use the halal gelatin because there's no animal matter in it at all. And it must be boiled, not boiled vigorously, but it must be boiled. And while you are boiling it, you must stir it to dissolve the powder.
Because it gets lumpy.
Otherwise, it'll get lumpy. Mm-hmm. And the moment it is added to something cold, it'll solidify immediately.
Set already.
Yeah,
yes.
Immediately. So you add it to something that is slightly warm. You can use fruit juice, you can use water, you can use milk, you can even use your evaporated milk and things like that, depending on what recipe you have, right? And when you use gelatin powder, right, the proportion is like 1 tablespoon per cup of liquid, whatever liquid you're using.
One tablespoon
per cup of liquid. And using the agar agar or the halal gelatin, you don't have to refrigerate it. It will set on the table.
Immediately.
Yeah, it'll set on the table. And it has very many health benefits. For example, where did I write that down now? It prevents constipation, as I said earlier, because of the bulk, right? It relieves arthritic pains. It relieves that. It helps keep your wounds, if you get cut or hurt, they heal a bit quicker. And the proline in is a significant amount, helps to improve your immune system. Right, and the collagen, which is a very important element, helps to maintain the elasticity of your skin, thereby delaying the aging process. So everybody should go for collagen. At the moment, it is the in thing to be drinking collagen capsules or liquid.
They've got the cream, this moisturized with collagen.
With collagen in it for your skin, and it helps to build up new cells and increase muscle tone. And it also helps to absorb the nutrients in the gut. Right? Gelatin powder is a very brittle and dry, translucent, flavorless gelling agent. So it can be used with savory foods and with sweet foods. It depends on what you are making.
And I think most of the time you only use it when you're making desserts like the agar-agar powder. Mm. Then we use gelatin when we're making maybe marshmallows or different types of sweets and chocolates and homemade sweets. But as again, there's an art of using that gelatin
powder. But also, Sister Amara, if you're boiling trotters like paya, for example, that's a good example of unrefined gelatin. And even chicken. When you cook it and you leave it to cool in the fridge, you have a jelly-like substance that forms on the food.
Like that bone broth.
Yeah, in the bone broth.
I think that Zaida always talks about the bone. Inshallah, she'll be back with us next week, inshallah. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, if you're going to be using... you can come in here. If you're going to be using like the China grass, if you're still using like the old school of thought now, you know, you're going to be like, I'm used to using the China grass. Mm-hmm. How much would you use?
Yes, now that's very tricky because I don't know the amount, what the quantity is like.
You're used to the powder now.
We're so used to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we never ever really use the grass
itself. The grass, but it's still available.
It is.
Yes,
you do get it.
I think what we used to do when we were young is you cut it. Because they're long,
long strands.
Cut it and put it into a cup with water. And then you know you have a cup of agar-agar or China grass. And then you put it on to boil.
That would be
a good measurement to follow.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. Then, now, Auntie Kirita, if you're making like your grass, so for one, one cup of milk, or water for that matter, how many teaspoons of agar-agar would you put in there?
Okay, what I know of is when you take 3 cups of water, you take a teaspoon of curse powder. Three cups of water to a teaspoon of curse powder, and then you can add about 3 tablespoons of sugar, or you can sweeten it more if you want to.
Okay. Also, Sister Amara, if we get it in our boxes, they give you the proportions to use. They do give you.
You know, you get the boxes with all the different jellies and that is now really very, very easy.
Mm-hmm. This is not like for water gas.
Yes,
gonna
that is now
the milk gas. I'll tell you, if I take a liter of milk, the full cream milk, plus I take a whole tin of condensed milk, I'll put about 2.5 teaspoons
of
agar in there. Mm.
Yes.
It won't, it just be perfect.
Perfect.
It's not too stiff.
It's not too soft.
It's soft. It's just perfect.
Perfect, yes. That's the amount.
A perfect gel,
A perfect gel.
Again, on the other hand, you get sometimes some of the jellies don't set.
That just won't set here.
Okay. You have to be very careful how you buy it. And most of the spice shops do have, and they always work well, alhamdulillah.
The agar-agar, it's expensive.
It is expensive.
It's expensive. How would you... You know, if you're making your gas, you must remember, sometimes they say it doesn't set right. Your water or your milk, it must boil.
It's the temperature of your liquid.
It must boil. If it doesn't boil, it's not good.
It's not going to set.
It has to boil, yes.
Okay.
Also, Sister Amara, when how the agar-agar or gelatin works, it absorbs the liquid and forms like little globules. Say now if you take a glass container, put in a few marbles, right, because they are like round globules, and you fill it with water. And then that water, that globules will absorb the water and cause the gel. So that when you are cutting or dishing out your dessert, you are breaking the little globules. And sometime, like if you're making a jelly, you know, if you buy the box jelly, right, it starts weeping because the spaces in between the globules are left with water and they start weeping. So when you are using these kinds of desserts, you must try and use it, you know, all at, you know, in one sitting.
Yes.
Don't.
Yes,
if you, because
it's true.
If you put it into the fridge, it gets watery.
Yes, it's true. Mm.
That is why they say you rather make it in individual
molds. Yeah.
So a person can eat one of it and forget.
Because and you can waste it.
Yeah.
And you can store the rest.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Let's go for a short break now. When we come back, Antika is going to be sharing the recipes with us, and then you're still going to talk more about your jellies, your custard, your mazina, and also taking all your WhatsApp messages and questions or concerns. And today's question is, how do you multitask in the kitchen? You can WhatsApp me on 072-786-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, today on the cooking segment, we're talking about agar-agar, gelatin, jellies, custard and mazina. We've got a question coming through here via WhatsApp. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, I heat the china grass in oven till slightly crisp, then put in a coffee grinder. Use a little more than falooda powder. Please, if you would tell what ratio falooda powder instead of gelatin could be used for. Jazakallah for a super program. Ameen, sister.
Adiyava, the gelatin?
She's using china grass.
She would want to know what ratio falooda powder instead of gelatin could be used for.
It should be on the box, but but if you're using like a cup of liquid, you would use a tablespoon, level, not heaped, level.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's take one more before we go to the recipes. Can you use agar-agar or gelatin to thicken fresh cream, Jazakallah? Interesting question.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, why not?
You can, but you've got to dissolve it well. Right. So that means you're going to be adding a liquid to your cream. And then you've got to beat it up very well, and it will thicken.
And it will set nicely.
And it will set.
Yes. A lovely question it is. So much you can learn,
yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to the recipes. It's summer dessert recipes. The first one is lime curd recipe. Perfect for this hot weather.
Very nice. Okay. So for the first one, it's the lime curd dessert. You bring to boil 3 cups of water, 1 teaspoon of curd powder, and 1/2 cup of sugar. You remove from heat and stir in 1/2 cup of roses, lime cordial and green coloring. You pour into dessert bowls and you top it up with grated apple. Allow to set and refrigerate till cold. Mm-hmm. But it is so, so refreshing.
And cooling as
it
well.
Is.
Okay. The next recipe is the klum dessert.
Okay. For the next one, it's the klum dessert. You need 1 liter of milk, 2 teaspoons of curd powder, 2 tablespoons custard powder, 2 tablespoons of mazina mixed with 1/2 cup of water. Now for your method, you boil your milk and your curds. You add your custard and clum mixture and boil till it's nice and thick. You add your condensed milk to sweeten and add a small tin of Nestle's cream. Then you leave to set and decorate with cream and peppermint crisp chocolate.
Also very nice.
Yes.
Very cooling.
Yes.
When you're using curds and you're going to put it into milk to boil it together, you must add water to your curds first to make it liquidy. Because if you're going to throw the dry curds on the milk, it's going to collect in lumps on the top.
Yes.
Mm. Yes, unless you use a whisk to keep stirring it.
Yes. Mm. Then it won't.
Then it won't. Yes. But you need to keep stirring it all the time.
Yes.
Even with custard powder and mazina,
you've got to make a paste
with it.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Now, a very divine dessert, a bit of a lengthy dessert.
It is a bit of a lengthy dessert.
It's called a vanilla panna cotta with mango mousse jelly and mango puree.
It is a very long procedure, but it's worth the while.
Okay,
so for the vanilla layer, you need 3 cups of milk. That's your 250 ml. A cup of double cream or milk cream. 3/4 tin or more of condensed milk. That's suit to your taste. 2 teaspoons of falooda powder, 2 tablespoons of klum, 2 tablespoons of mazina, and 2 tablespoons of milk, which you mix together. And then 1/4 stick of vanilla poured, you scrape the seeds and add to your mixture. Now for the method, you mix using a whisk all together and bring to a gentle boil. You simmer for about 20 to 30 seconds. Cool slightly and divide between 20 dessert cups to make 1/2 cup finish serving. Remember to allow to set completely before adding the next layer. Now for your next layer, it's a mango layer. You need 1 large mango plus 1 cup of milk and 1/4 cup of sugar. You liquidize this for a while and you strain.
add 1 cup of thick cream or milk cream. Then you add 2 1/4 cups of milk, 1/2 cup of sugar, 2 teaspoons of falooda powder, and 2 tablespoons of maizena, plus 2 tablespoons of milk to mix together. You mix the ingredients together and you bring to gentle boil. You simmer for 20 to 30 seconds. You cool slightly and add the measured prepared mango juice and whisk to lighten. Pour onto the set vanilla layer. Once it's cooled, make a thick puree using 1/2 big mango plus 1 tablespoon of lemon juice plus 2 tablespoons of sugar and 1 tablespoon of milk. Divide equally among the dessert bowls and decorate with mango roses, raspberries, dash of cream and mint leaves.
A lengthy dessert, but I think it's going to be a meal on its own.
It is.
Definitely. It's a meal. So rich.
The only thing with this dessert is you can make, you have to make it before the time.
Individual bowls as well.
And you see the first layer has to set properly.
It has to set and then the next layer and the next layer.
Then you can fit on the other.
Okay. Remind the listeners, the recipes are on our Radio Islam website, radioislam.co.za. It's under summer dessert recipes. And if you don't have access to internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022 or even ask her to add you onto the recipe mailing list and she will gladly do so. So every Thursday morning you will receive an email of the copy of all the recipes. Let's go to the final recipe. It's a chalk mousse falooda recipe.
Okay, the last but not the least, that's the chocolate mousse falooda recipe. It's 1 liter of milk again, 2 tablespoons of maizena powder, 1 1/2 teaspoon of curd powder. You give a boil and add 2 tablespoons of coffee, 3 tablespoons of Milo, and 3 tablespoons of hot chocolate to it. You make a paste with 1/2 cup boiling water and you add to above and continue to boil. Lastly, add 1 small tin of Nestle's cream and 1/2 tin of condensed milk. Make sure it can be added if you want it sweeter. Boil and strain, pour into bowls, leave to set and decorate and serve.
Mm,
it's lovely. Also a very yummy dessert.
Yummy dessert recipe. Jazakallah for it. Okay, coming back to our questions. The question earlier on, the sister said, can you use agar agar or gelatin to thicken fresh cream? We said yes. She said, what ratio?
I think we gave it a ratio.
Yes, wasn't it a level?
It was 3 cups water to a teaspoon, 1 teaspoon of agar agar. 2-3 cups water.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's your ratio.
Yes.
Okay, let's go to our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you, Faiza?
It's Amara. It's Amara.
It's Amara, how are you?
Well, thanks, and you, sister?
As far as I can remember, I'm a grandmother of a grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I can remember my mom and them using agar agar in the old days.
Okay.
And there's lovely recipe in the Indian Delight.
Mm.
Yes, in various books, you know,
yes.
Pertaining to agar agar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very old halal gelatin.
Mm. Yes.
That we were using very frequently in curds and in all kinds of desserts, you know. I even tried halal marshmallows.
Marshmallows, yes. Yes.
They were so lovely, mashallah. But anyway, the Indian Delights is a good recipe.
Yes, certainly, sister. Lots of information. Anything you want, you find in the Indian Delights.
Yes. Yes. It's so true.
Jazakallah for calling in, sister.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay, let's go to our next question. This one says, if recipe calls for gelatin, you want to use normal food powder, please, if you could give ratio per liter as gelatin is dissolved in little water.
Food powder.
I'm not sure. Mm. Oh, sorry. A spelling, falooda powder.
Falooda powder. Okay.
Okay. If recipe calls for gelatin and you want to use normal falooda powder, please could you give ratio per liter as gelatin is dissolved in little water?
Firstly, you must take water from your measured water so that you don't alter the proportion of water to your falooda powder. Right, and I think it's 1 tablespoon per cup, so there's 4 cups in a liter, so you will take 4 tablespoons.
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect, yes. Okay. This one says, Salam Struggle for another lovely program. Can you use agar-agar powder in cheesecake instead of gelatin? How long do you boil the milk once the agar powder has been added for falooda?
Yes, definitely you can use it for cheesecake. It works also just as well. And the ratio is the same as...
The same.
Yes.
Yeah. And you've got to boil the agar-agar or the halal gelatin for at least five to seven minutes.
Yes, you must boil it for that.
You must boil it.
Okay. This one says, not related to today's topic, but nevertheless, you will assist her. This one says, Assalamu alaikum, how you are, I hope and pray that you and your esteemed co-presenters are well. Please, can you brilliant ladies help me? My late mom used to make chops dipped in egg. I'm not sure whether you have to first boil spice chops or cook first, then dip in egg, and then fry. Jazakallah.
Okay, because the chops takes a bit longer to cook, they normally steam it first.
Mm-hmm.
And then you dip it in egg or whatever it is and fry.
You have to cook your chops.
Yes, you have to
cook it, cool it well, and then dip it. And you got to beat the egg very well.
Yes.
It must be like spongy.
Yes.
Beat it very, very,
okay. And Java, you got a recipe for your how to make cream fresh.
Cream fresh.
That's more or less like a sour cream.
It's almost like a sour cream. It's an expensive item.
No, it is. It is.
So you can make it. It takes overnight, right? You heat up 2 cups of fresh cream. Don't boil. It must not boil. It must just get heated to body temperature, probably like 37 to 40 degrees.
Okay.
If you dip your finger into the cream, it should be comfortable. You know, you mustn't pull it out quickly.
Okay, yes.
Right. So that'll be a good temperature or a good test, right? Then you add 3 tablespoons of buttermilk, right? Mix it in a glass jar, not any other thing. Mix it in a glass jar, cover it with a lid and leave it on your kitchen counter overnight. The next day you can put it into the refrigerator and use it as per recipe.
Simple, but so easy.
Going to take at least a day or so to make, like overnight.
So if you're going to use it the next day, you can do it the night before or the afternoon before.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, jazakallah for that. Okay, we still want to talk about, you know, if you're making a jelly, you're buying this box jellies.
Yes.
Okay. What is the proper method of making that jelly?
You must follow the instructions on the box.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't believe it. Like Auntie Hava said, it doesn't need to set in the fridge. It sets at room temperature. Yes.
But your water when mixing must be boiling.
Must be boiling
to dissolve the sugar crystals.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Then uses of maizena and custard powder as a thickener in dessert.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Would you use ready-made custard, Auntie Kaja, or would you use homemade custard?
I think you must. If you're making it in desserts, then you rather make a homemade custard. Mm-hmm. And again, like Auntie Hava said, you must dissolve it with either milk or with water before you're adding it into your milk mixture. Mm. So it gives that thickening agent.
For example, if you're making a milk tart, you've got eggs, and you're going to use at least 2 tablespoons of maizena.
And custard powder sometimes.
Or custard powder. Mm-hmm. And then you mix that well and pour it into your mixture. Pour that into the crust and then bake.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But you got to mix it very well.
Okay. How would you know your agar-agar powder is fresh?
You have to test it. You know, normally when you're boiling your curd, then I normally take a little bit, like in a teaspoon of tea, and put it in
the freezer. It just sets in the tablespoon.
And then in no time, it's going to work.
And I think when you're working with your agar-agar powder making, you have to be quick.
You have to be quick,
okay. And that's a question we're asking the ladies out there. How do you multitask in the kitchen? Okay, let's just leave the dessert part for now. Auntie, can you tell us how you multitask in the kitchen?
Well, you must work with the system in your kitchen and see that you do everything, you know, in the correct way. And you can multitask. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
You can do lots of things at one time.
Yes.
But you must know, you must have your proper utensils, your proper ingredients, whatever you need to know for the day.
And I think we ladies, we've got an art of multitasking.
Yes. Mm.
We can do lots of things all at one time.
At one time,
on the washing machine, check the dishwasher.
Exactly.
Pick up the phone, stir something, whiz something,
everything,
cut something, chat to somebody.
Mm. Exactly.
Tell the domestic what to do at the same time. Yes. And how do you multitask in the kitchen?
Well, you look at the time things will take to make. For example, if you're making a bread dough, right, start with that first.
Right.
And leave that to rise. While that is rising, you can do a lots of other work, like cutting, chopping, putting it into the pot. And always when you multitask, cook very on low heat. So that will take its time to cook. So while that is cooking, then other things are getting ready.
Done.
And like that, you can finish.
And I think we're so advanced modern technology, our utensils that we have, kitchen gadgets, so we can easily multitask around them, using them. Compared to the days when our mums, our great, they never had all those kitchen gadgets.
Like, for instance, when you're making a yeast dough, you got it running in the machine and you can do other work while
you've got a cupcake mixture and you're doing something else. Yes. You're beating up something, you're cutting your onions.
Mm. And then make your life easier by the ready-made mixes.
Even more
like the muffin and the scone mixes.
Right. Okay, this one says, for the green fish, do you have to cool before putting in glass bottle, or must you put it in hot?
Usually the console glass bottles are heat resistant.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you don't have a console glass and you have a normal, put a spoon, a metal spoon, into the glass, into the jar, cool your milk slightly, the fresh cream slightly, then pour it in. Then if it's little too hot, then that spoon will absorb the conduction of heat to the metal spoon and it will avoid your glass cracking.
Okay. This one says, I have a list and I tick off as I go along and do the hard things first.
Mm.
Yes, sister, I agree with you. Mm. Okay, let's go to our other messages. This is via SMS. This one says, please explain how to make custard at home. With custard powder and milk, water, etc., how much of each to use for custard that is medium thinness, not too thick and not too thin? Jazakala, Sister Zarina.
I've got a simple recipe. You need three things. But it's a very small recipe. She can double it up to the amount she wants, right? It's 125 ml milk, which is half a cup. 12.5 ml custard powder, which is a tablespoon.
A
level tablespoon of custard powder. And a tablespoon, 12.5 ml sugar. So you heat the milk, add the sugar in, dissolve it, mix your custard powder with a little bit of milk or water, pour it in and stir. And then your custard should be ready in 2 minutes. It's very quick.
Okay, so instead of adding sugar, I know people even add in condensed milk.
Yes, to make
just
it richer.
More richer.
Even if you buy the custard on the bottle, it will give you how to make it.
Yeah, on your container.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, then another lady said, please repeat the cream fresh recipe again, Auntie Ava.
Okay, you heat 2 cups of fresh cream, don't boil. Heat it to body temperature. That is, when you put your finger into the milk, it should be comfortable. It shouldn't be burning your finger.
Burning hot, yes.
Yeah. Add 3 tablespoons of buttermilk, right? Mix very well in a glass jar. Cover and set on the counter at room temperature, your kitchen counter at room temperature. Leave it for the night. Then the next day you refrigerate it and use it as needed.
As needed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've come to the end of a very informative program. I really enjoyed and I learned so much about agar powder. That agar powder, the bottle is in the spice cupboard. We only use it to make ghats. We've learned so much more about that bottle that stands in our spice cupboard.
Definitely.
And inshallah, we'll be learning more and more about different types of spices and Indian condiments that we actually use every day, that we just use it and just take it for granted. It's there. But it definitely has lots and lots of health benefits also, like Auntie Hava shared. Inshallah, back with you next week on another very informative program. So from myself, Amara, Auntie Kareja, and Auntie Hava, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.